The UN Security Council has unanimously adopted a resolution regarding the situation in Yemen. The resolution calls for the immediate and unconditional withdrawal of Houthi fighters from the capital Sana'a and the government institutions. It also calls on Houthis to release recently resigned President Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi and his cabinet members who are under house arrest. The Houthis are also urged to engage in UN-led peace talks. On Saturday, the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council called on the UN body to consider military action against the Houthis, but the approved resolution does not act under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which allows its enforcement through military means. Yemen is going through a political transition following the resignation of the government over differences with other factions, particularly the Houthi movement. Let's speak to our correspondent Yusuf Mowry, who now joins us live from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a. Now, Yusuf, tell us a bit more about the reactions that are coming in regarding this UN Security Council resolution.
Well, many believe that this UN resolution is a joke. And this is because the UN resolution, which was adopted, it basically calls on the Houthis to relinquish power to the Yemeni government and to the Yemeni president. However, the Yemeni president, he stepped down from power. He made it very clear that he will not come back to power no matter what the Yemeni parliament decides or despite any international pressure for him to be reinstated as a Yemeni president. Yemen's prime minister, Khalid Baha, he also made an announcement publicly that he will not come back to being the prime minister no matter what. So when the UN resolution, when the UN Council adopts a resolution with which orders the Houthis, the Ansar Allah movement, to hand power over, it's basically calling for the continuation of this political vacuum because the president is not coming back to power and neither is the Yemeni government. And this is something which the Houthi leader addressed very clearly in his last speech by saying, "What did you expect us to do? The Yemeni president stepped down from power and so did the government. We had to act. We had to take the necessary actions in order to save Yemen from spiraling into an all-out civil war, something which the Houthis are accusing the political parties of Yemen of fueling and instigating as a method to discredit the constitutional decree which was declared by the Houthis on February 6th, which basically sacked the Yemeni parliament and called for the formation of a transitional national council. So Yemen's political coalition parties, they did not really get what they were hoping for in this UN resolution. They were hoping for the UN to adopt a resolution which would call for military intervention or the imposition of strong economic sanctions against the Houthis. And this was not the case. And I think this is because the UN Council now realizes that the Houthis are no longer just a rebel movement. I think they understand that the Houthis are now the strongest political force here in Yemen, right, and that no decision can bypass the group who is currently running the political affairs of the country.
Okay, now Yusuf, I also wanted to touch on the call made by the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council, which called on the UN to authorize military force to be used against Yemen. Now, let's not forget Saudi Arabia in particular has a great concern with regards to what happens in its own backyard because it threatens the monarchy at home. So what are the implications, so to speak, of any form of intervention by the Persian Gulf Cooperation Council countries themselves?
Well, I think they really can't do nothing. I mean, when you talk about the political factions in Yemen, they are dependent on these Persian Gulf states. And these Saudi Arabia and other neighboring countries, they're also dependent on the UN Council. They can't take actions if the UN Council itself cannot take actions. And this is because the Houthi movement has done a good job in preparing the Yemeni people and basically leading the slogans which are calling for an end to all types of foreign meddling in their internal affairs. Now, the bulk of the Yemeni people are against any type of intervention in Yemen, and especially that of military intervention. So Saudi Arabia, when it calls on the UN Council to act under the Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, which calls for military action, they're basically only discrediting themselves among the Yemeni people who, since 2011, have taken off to the streets calling for an end of such interventions And I think this is actually working in favor of the Ansar Allah movement because, one, it exposes some of the political factions in the country who are reliant and dependent on foreign intervention, and it also exposes the intentions of these neighboring countries, mainly Saudi Arabia, when it directly calls for the UN Council to take military action in Yemen. And this is something which the Yemeni people will reject strongly.
All right. Press TV's Yusuf Mawri there reporting from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, via Skype. Yusuf, thanks very much for that analysis there.